Let's run down the evening farm report on KLGR. First, let's check out how the markets ended the day. On the Board of Trade, of course, this is first notice day, which means the March contracts will be coming off the board. March corn was ending the trading day 2 1/4 cents higher at 368.5. May up 2 3/4 cents at 377.25. December new crop corn 1 3/4 cents higher at 399 even. Soybeans for March were down 2 cents at 1034.25. May were off 1.5 cents at 1046 even. November new crop beans 2.5 cents higher at 1030.5. Soybean meal for March up $1.70 at $377.20. The May up $2 at $380.30 a ton. Soybean oil for March 26 cents higher at the close, $32.62. May was up 30 cents at $32.86. Chicago wheat for March 7 1/4 cents higher at $4.59.5. May up 8.5 cents at $4.72 3/4. New crop July 8.5 cents higher at $4.87.5. Minneapolis wheat, the lone down spot here with the new crop markets. Minneapolis wheat for March 5 1/4 cents lower at $5.95.5. May was 3.5 cents lower at $6.09 3/4. The new crop down 3.5 cents at $6.19.5. Kansas wheat for March 8 3/4 cents higher at the close, $4.77 3/4. The May up 8 3/4 cents as well at $4.93.5. New crop up 9 cents at $5.11 even. Oats for March 2.5 cents higher, $2.62.5. May up 4 cents at $2.67.5. July up 6.5 cents at $2.66 3/4. On the market, the close, live cattle for February 60 cents lower at 127.40. April down 85 cents at 124 even. June futures down 60 cents at 116.20. Feeder cattle for March 45 cents lower at 145.55. April down 55 cents at 147.95. Lean hogs for April $1.42 lower at $69.95. May down $1.15 at $76.45. That's been a check of the closing market numbers. Let's take a look at a little farm news here as we wrap up the evening farm report. President Donald Trump is scheduled to host a meeting on Tuesday regarding the continued battle over the renewable fuel standard. Legislators representing both the renewable fuels industry and the nation's refiners will be in attendance. Growth Energy CEO Emily Scorer talked about how the meeting on Tuesday came about.
Well, the meeting at the White House this week, it's the latest step in the battle over the renewable fuel standard. And one of the big catalysts of this conversation is Senator Ted Cruz's continued hold on Bill Northey, the current Secretary of Agriculture in Iowa. He has been nominated to be an undersecretary at USDA, and Senator Cruz has refused to let that nomination move through the Senate because he's trying to get a deal for a handful of merchant refiners who continue to bellyache about the cost of the renewable fuel standard to them.
She says the meeting on Tuesday will have champions for the renewable fuel standard at the table.
The meeting at the White House, as we understand it, you will have Secretary Perdue, Administrator Pruitt of EPA, and we'll have some senators, including Senators Ted Cruz and Toomey, who are not historically supportive of expanding biofuel use in the U.S. And most importantly, we will have Senators Grassley and Ernst from Iowa, who will be there to continue to represent the importance of biofuels, the importance of the agricultural economy and the American farmer. We've spent a lot of time making sure that the senators have what they need from us to be prepared for these conversations and continue to advocate for policies that we know the president wants to support, that keep the renewable fuel standard strong and continue to support economic prosperity in rural America.
While the battle over the RFS continues in Washington, there's something that biofuels proponents can do to help.
There will be continued challenges to the renewable fuel standard because we are succeeding. We are blending more. And as consumers have the ability to have access to higher blends of ethanol, they're embracing it. And as a result, our adversaries are going to continue to push back and try and undermine the RFS. So it's all the more important that we continue to have just a constant drumbeat of communications into our elected officials to continue to remind them of the importance of a strong renewable fuel standard, the importance of upholding the policy to make sure we blend more biofuels every year, which is the stated goal, that's what we're trying to do, and that we support them, we have their back, and we appreciate all they do to continue to stand up for us because we're going to need their support every day here in Washington, D.C.
Score says phone calls and emails from constituents can make a huge difference in influencing policy decisions in Washington, D.C. That's been a look at the Evening Farm Report here on KLGR. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 6:30 for the Morning Farm Show.